the key as you come back in the lineup for the first time in a while?
Yeah, I think it's kind of just get your legs under you. Obviously, you know, you miss any amount of time, it's about getting your timing back early and just trying to get the feel for the puck and things like that, and get comfortable with the body contact. It's hard to replicate that stuff in practice, so just try and use the first few shifts to get the timing back as quick as you can, and then, you know, almost just rely on your line mates and, you know, your instincts, and just make the reads, and, you know, hopefully the game starts to get easier as it goes on.
What's been the most challenging part about the weight itself?
I think, you know, the team's been playing really well, so it makes it a little easier to miss time. You know, you're not trying to force the issue, and, you know, if anytime you're on a losing skid or anything like that, you want to get in and kind of change the way things are going. But the guys have been playing really well, so, you know, it allowed me some time to heal, and I think it's hard watching. You want to be out there contributing with the guys. It's tough not being around them as much. You don't get to practice with them, things like that, so you kind of feel like you're missing out. So, yeah, I'm just happy to be back with them.
It's good to jump right back in with a divisional game where you know the intensity is going to be pretty high.
Yeah, I think you saw the game against the Stars the other night, and, you know, how physical it was. There were just a couple fights, there were some big hits, and, you know, there were certainly some scrums after the whistle, and I think we know how important these divisional games are. And, you know, Dallas is a great team over there. They got a lot of high-end skill, and they want to play a fast game, but you know, they're kind of like us. They're not afraid to get on the body, and they're not afraid to make it into a physical game. So it's always fun to get into these games where, you know, there's going to be a lot of speed on both sides, and, you know, hopefully some big hits.
Playing on a line with Kopp and Tanev, it looks like, to start here. So what can you guys maybe do as a trio?
Yeah, well, I think what you looked at what Tanev and Kopp have done the last few games, and the last little bit, they've certainly been playing really well with Matthias there. You know, so hopefully I can just slide in and kind of just keep their line going. I think you look at what Brandon brings with his tremendous amount of speed, and he's on pucks, and it seems like his motor kind of never stops. And then Copper's real responsible defensively, and, you know, he's good with the puck down low. He can make some plays. So, you know, just kind of reading off their strengths, and, you know, hopefully go to the net and we'll be able to get one.
Seems like historically some of your best games have come against Dallas. It's a team that's really easy to get up to play.
Yeah, for whatever reason, you know, personally, I've had some success. I think, you know, a lot of guys in the room have had some success against the Stars. I think, you know, it's a divisional opponent. You know, I think in the past they've been a little more run and gun, so sometimes the offense is a little easier to generate. They create some chances. I know that's kind of changed this year with Hitchcock coming in, and, you know, they're a little more defensive minded. They try and shut things down, and they have Bishop and Nett, so, you know, we're not necessarily looking to win this game 7-6, but we have a lot of guys in this room that have confidence against these guys.